Welcome to the situation report for April 1st, 2025. It's April Fool's Day. And situation is still chaotic. There's a ton of disinformation that's out there, which I think is interesting because I figured by now we'd start to see some clarity in the administration, start to see some movement on something. So far, nothing. And as part of every April Fool's Day, there's been a string of, let's just say, what people think are practical jokes. But if you're buying into anything that's posted online today, it's probably BS. Just going to put it out there. So, and forego the music tonight because I had all kinds of technical issues getting this set up. And not to mention that Spotify is taking 119 of my episodes offline because I have unauthorized music. So, yeah, they can pretty much eat a bag of dicks. But that's April Fool's. And, a couple of things that I don't think people realize are going on right now, which you're not hearing in the mainstream media, but we are in a full-blown recession. And I mean full-blown recession. Why do I say that? If you've spent any time in the job market, you will realize that there are thousands and thousands of people that are out of work right now. And today I got hit up by people I haven't talked to in years. People are like tapping every contact they've ever known to try and find job leads. And your typical job ad, I was talking to a friend of mine this morning, about a job, actually. I saw a role that I was actually interested in, and there are 1,000 people that applied within 1 hour of the job being posted online. And people have been out of work. There's folks in my industry, in security, 5 years ago, you weren't unemployed long because there wasn't enough security professionals to go around. And it's been quite an eye-opening experience to see just how much the job market's changed. And there's the new trend now is, and I don't know if you guys have seen this, but the new trend is that companies will post a link to a site and you go do a self-interview. And if they like you, then they bring you in for a real interview. And if they like you past that, then they offer you a gig, but they have a bunch of testing they want you to do now. Like, we want to give you the Myers-Briggs test. Well, I'm an ESTJ. Well, I'm a thinker, judger, feeler, retard. Yeah, whatever, right? That's how much the job market's changed. And I think it's going to get worse. It's going to get tighter, and it's going to get more pronounced. You're also seeing the foreclosure rates spike right now. In fact, houses I was looking at a month and a half ago, people were trying to unload. They've dropped the price and now they're in foreclosure. And I said this, last week. People are basically one or two paychecks away from oblivion because the cost of living is so high. And you're not hearing any of that. All you're hearing about is tariffs and Iran and Gaza. You're not hearing about what's going on here. And it's getting bad. I mean, I hate to say it, but this is probably depression level unemployment that we're approaching. And no one's talking about it. Just like nobody's talking about how many people have been unemployed for a very, very long time. How many foreclosures are out right now? Right? You can see the trends. And it's interesting because interest rates haven't moved at all. You would think if they were serious about trying to fix a situation, interest rates would come down. Nope. Bond market hasn't budged. It tells me that they're manipulating the market. So I think there's bumpy road ahead. And Last week, I talked about possibility versus probability. Then I talked about bias. Tonight, I want to talk about belief systems and how, you know, as an information warfare, even as a propagandist, I play and we use your belief system against you. For the last, and I will contend to you that since 2001, probably even before that, but really 2001 is when cancel culture really started. It's when they used our belief systems to weaponize it against people, to push people into groupthink. And it was highly effective. Case in point, after 9/11, Bill Maher said, you had to be pretty brave to fly airplanes into a building. And he was still on mainstream TV at the time when he said it. And he was right. But the press was calling these guys cowards. They were calling these guys, you know, every word but brave. And so he put it out there, immediately canceled. His show was immediately canceled. To the tune of, he's been on HBO ever since. They literally dropped him overnight. And what's interesting is that people think that cancel culture started under Obama. It did not. It started probably before Bush, but it was really Bush and the Patriot Act and the war in the Middle East that really drove it over the edge. And people's belief systems were, and again, we were still under the thumb of the mainstream media. We were still under the thumb of the unified and literally coordinated messaging across the country. All the radio stations, all the TV stations, all saying the same thing. And back then, we didn't have Twitter today or Telegram that we have now, where we were able to show all those themes and messages being played out on screens across an entire region all at the same time with the same language and the same script. Had we known that back in 2001, we wouldn't have signed up to go to war. We would have wanted to know who was really behind 9/11. And John Brennan's the guy that issued the visa for the Saudis that came in, right? Supposedly the guys that flew airplanes into a building. And this bears repeating. To give you an idea of how much of an illusion we've lived under and how our belief system has been so grossly manipulated, you have to look back at, you can even go as far back as the civil defense videos way back in the 60s, the 50s and 60s. You know, there was a video that was circling around Twitter as last year before, and now it's making the rounds again. It's basically a guy saying, you know, you have all these videos of these atomic tests back in the 50s. And you see these massive winds where these buildings are just destroyed. How come the camera didn't move? How come the camera looks stationary and isn't affected? And then they show a picture of a clearly a model house, and then there's a car in front of it, and the car is blown away. Our whole history has been manipulated, curated, manipulated to form the belief system and the religion of the state that we believe now, to give us the bias, to give us the lack of discernment, to give us the lack of critical thinking. All those steps have led us here, right? And what are we finding out now? We're finding out now that everything we believed, our entire belief system, was a lie. Right down to the fact that we thought Hitler died in the bunker in 1945 in Berlin. Come to find out, Jerome Corsi was right. The best known secret in Argentina was the fact that Hitler lived decades past the war and had two girls. But I want you to think about 2 years ago or 3 years ago, Even go back as far as you can remember. And if somebody would have said to you, Hitler survived the war, what would you have said? Probably would have said, prove it to me. That's BS. Because your belief system was formed in academia here, and it was formed to push you into a belief system that was acceptable by the state. When you start looking at things from that perspective, that everything you've been told is a curated lie, then it starts to beg the other question. Okay, if that was a lie, and the gas chambers were supposedly a lie, and the Holocaust was supposedly a lie, then you really got to start asking the question. What did we see in all these World War II movies? Did we actually fight the war? Did we go to the moon? Did we create supersonic flight? I mean, do nuclear weapons actually work? Do those bombs actually work? All those nuclear weapons we have, do they actually work? Or is it all just hype? Is it all just a shell game? And here's the premise that I wanted to get to. Because I posted this on Twitter. I think I posted it on Telegram. But I posted it in the roundtable chat with the rest of the guys on Saturday. And the premise is this. What if the government knows that a pole shift is occurring right now? What if this mission over the pole is to measure the magnetic field and the radiation hitting the planet at the pole? What if they've known for decades that a pole shift was occurring and they tried to stop it several times or interdict it, and it only accelerated the pole shift? And most importantly, what if the pole shift is not only expected, they already know probably to the minute when the event's going to occur? And given the fact that our belief system was carefully curated and manipulated since the 1920s, 1930s, early 1900s, take your pick on where that point is. Is it really far-fetched to think that Trump came in to prepare the U.S. for the event? And I would further speculate that the Europeans knew it was coming, the European elite, and their answer was, fuck it, we're going to kill everybody off, and we're going to only have a small number of survivors. We're going to go into our holes for 2 years or 3 years after the event, and then we're going to come out and rule the world. And Trump and crew came in and said, no, we're not going to do that. We're going to try and keep as many people alive as we can. And oh, by the way, we're going to take the areas we know are going to be habitable, and we're going to figure out a way for people to survive the event. What if that's the scenario that we're watching right now? Because let's go back a little bit. In 2012, 2013, Obama started to gut FEMA. And then 2015, 16, when Trump came in, they started to rebuild FEMA to a certain extent. Now, if you don't know what FEMA does, their job is not emergency management. Their job has always been, and they were stood up for, continuity of government. And they have built some very, very deep holes across the U.S. But now they're starting to abandon those holes, and they're starting to build new ones in different parts of the country, under different agencies and different guises. So if you start looking at those moves, if you start looking at the fact that some of those sites are being either being mothballed, shut down, stripped, whatever you want to say, decommissioned is a good word, and then they're building new sites in different latitudes, you can start to see how that is possible and plausible. And the Greenland talk, if Greenland's going to be on the equator and northern Canada is going to be on the equator, then it makes a lot of sense why the Greenland-Canada conversation is happening right now. It also makes a lot of sense why there's conflict with the UK and with the US government over those territories. Because if our current latitude, if I look at some of the maps, which I don't know how many are, you know, predictions, accurate, whatever the case may be, we essentially become most of South America at the same latitude as either Argentina or even farther south. Alaska basically becomes the South Pole or the North Pole, depending on which way you look at the map. And that would be a significant change for our, you know, for not just for the planet, but there'll be parts of the country that would be completely uninhabitable. And then there's the whole event itself and what that looks like. Earthquakes, the magnetic basically crowd around us dissipates. And you saw some of this in the movie The Core with Aaron Eckhart. That movie, the premise of the movie is the core of the Earth stops spinning because they built this massive weather weapon, it's either a weather weapon or earthquake weapon to generate earthquakes around the world. Really what it does is it stops the core from spinning, humma humma. But you see the magnetic changes on the planet when the core stops spinning and the atmosphere gets thinner and our protection from solar radiation evaporates. They play a scenario where the Golden Gate Bridge is hit by a, you know, direct sun radiation and it basically is destroyed. You can see that they've been predictively programming us in certain ways for over a generation. And we're just now starting to pay attention to some of these indicators because we're seeing so many different things, right? But if the currents stop because the poles are shifting, then guess what? No more warm water coming up from the equator. The circulation comes to a standstill, and it could be for what? A year, 2 years, 3 years before it starts again? Imagine that there's the only place that's habitable on the planet is on the equator, the new equator. So you not only have to survive the event, you have to survive the event, get to a safe area, and then somehow figure out to produce food with heightened radiation and heightened exposure to solar radiation and a host of other things. Because the magnetic field around the Earth is either collapsed or it's weakened to the point where radiation at higher levels is coming through. I mean, it will affect us for years. So when you start looking at all the probabilities around it, right, and the possibilities around it, you start to see why Greenland becomes very, very important. And it's not the minerals resources. It's the fact that we already have bases up there. We already have underground we got underground in Canada too. But we have a lot of northern latitude underground bunkers here in the U.S. And here's the kicker, though. I'm just going to, you know, I'm just spitballing here too, but let's assume that this is a 3-year recovery cycle once all this kicks off and the event happens. So that means you have to be either underground or have the ability to shield yourself from radiation, et cetera, on the surface, grow food, survive, and somehow make it to the 3-year point where you can go back outside again, and then somehow be able to grow food after that and not starve to death. There is a huge, huge if there, right? But it's possible. Is it probable? No. You can't store that much food. And given the fact that we don't know what the event's going to look like when it actually happens, if it actually happens, then we'll be lucky just to get through it, right? But here's where your belief system comes in. So we've been lied to forever. We've been told a million different ways that history is one way. The world is one way. Things are this way. Now we have to undo that. We have to unwind that as we're trying to prepare for whatever is coming at us. I don't know if it's a pole shift, if it's an EMP event. I don't know what it is, right? But the point I'm trying to make with this, and yeah, I listen to Ben Davidson's report every day. I've listened to his disaster cycle. I've had him on the show. In fact, I was just trading messages with him over the weekend to do a sit rep or to do a round table with us, which is what we're going to do Friday. We're going to cover this topic Friday in more detail. But what I'm trying to put in front of you is our belief systems have been so tainted by curated history, curated lies, that we have to relearn what's real, what's not real, what's fact, what's not fact, right? And we have to do that quickly, because whoever survives this event, whoever comes out the other side and is trying to rebuild society, you have to have a basis of truth to start from in order to rebuild society. You have to have a basis of truth to be able to rebuild government, to rebuild, you know, community, to rebuild belief systems. And I'm not just talking religion. Because here's the other question that the Hitler revelations, the JFK revelations, the 9/11 revelations. Here's the other side of that. How much of history prior to World War II was curated as well? How much of ancient history was curated? And of those belief systems that we have, and I'm going just from 1945 forward, how much of that was a complete lie? We already know, it's already been proven the gas chambers didn't work. It's already been proven that Hitler survived. It's already been proven that the atomic bombs that we were testing in the 50s was fiction. So, and I'm just using those as examples. Just bear with me, right? We have to relearn our history. We have to figure out what really happened. And we have to look and do a deep dive into every event that's happened in human history since the dawn of our time and go back as far as we can, which means we have to get into the archives in the Smithsonian. We have to get into the archives under wherever the European records are, if that's the Vatican, if that's in the City of London. I would rather imagine that there's a couple of places on Earth where there's a treasure trove of information that we have just been denied for generations. And our belief system has been tailored to the point where we don't ask questions. This is the way it is. The Nazis were bad, allies were good, full stop, end of story. Well, what if that's not true? What if we started the war in World War II? What if we were the provocation for Hitler to invade Poland, to invade France? I mean, we honestly don't know. Given if I'm looking at this objectively, given what I just heard about Hitler, then we really don't know if we started the war or not, or we precipitated the war. We don't know. So we have to do the deep dive. And then we have to understand and document it somewhere that it can't be destroyed in the event. And then we have to figure out after we survive how to teach it so people remember history. And then there's the whole question of ancient tech. Okay, let's say the pyramid story is true, that the synthetic aperture radar can penetrate the ground and see down 2 kilometers, and it can, you know, it can predict whatever's underneath. Let's say all that's real. There's a whole host of hidden history there that we haven't even scratched the surface on, and we have to understand. And let's say along the way we find something buried somewhere else that's even more shocking. We have to have a way to encapsulate that. We have to wait to keep that knowledge for the future generations. Whoever survives, then we have to teach it. It's a tall order. And if you think about who's been obfuscating this and who's been manipulating history, then you can really look at this and go, we should find out who the fuck that was. And it reminds me of that part on Tropic Thunder. If you've never watched it, funny movie. Right? I think the best character in the whole movie is Tom Cruise's Les Grossman, because the guy is just laser focused on making money. Like, he's laser focused, right? He doesn't care who he talks to. He doesn't care who he pisses off. He doesn't care if you like his movies or not. He just doesn't care. Doesn't give two shits, right? Gets on the phone with a drug dealer in Cambodia. Tells the guy he's going to murder him, get a buy, you know, he's going to go to the UN. He's going to murder these guys. Throws the phone to his assistant. Find out who the fuck that was. No, seriously. Find out who the fuck that was. Doesn't even know who he's talking to. Making threats. We need to find out who's on the other end of the phone. We need to figure out who that is. Who is it that curated history to the point where everything we know is a lie? And I guarantee you that when we do that, there's going to be some shocking revelations in there that we probably didn't anticipate. And it's going to change our belief systems in ways that we probably fully can't comprehend right now. And every time we go through this culmination point in history, history is rewritten by the victors. In this instance, I think it's going to be different. I think this instance of history, whatever the culmination point is, I think this instance in history is going to be a defining moment for humanity in a lot of ways. And I look at the future and I don't see, nor do I feel in any way, shape, or form in any part of my body that this is going to go sideways for humanity, that this control grid's going to be built out, that this quote-unquote social scoring system's going to work out, that the elite are going to force us to be vaccinated with 92 vaccines that are all mRNA and will become drones with chips in our head. I don't believe any of that shit. I think some of the population will probably sign up for that. I think some of the population will die off from the vaccines. I think some of the population will figure out how to reverse some of the effects of what they've given 6 billion people. But these people aren't going to be here on the other side of this. And I say that because they've destroyed the balance on the planet. There's no balance anymore. Everything is so heavily corrupt, so tainted with evil, so tainted with hate and discontent, that the pendulum's swinging the other way despite their best efforts to keep control. And every single day that we out one more person for one more thing, in fact, today, there was a bunch of stories about arrests. Okay, that's all bullshit. But there was one story that I know is very true. And that is Doge has uncovered that Ukraine is a massive grift and that all the money that was sent overseas was funneled back through a bunch of NGOs back into the pockets of a lot of politicians. We all knew that. We all assumed that. We all believed that. But we didn't have any proof that that was actually happening. These guys have the receipts. These guys have the, they have the, how was it put? Because it was mentioned in a very passive way. Elon basically said, yeah, pretty much most of the money we sent to Iraq, sent to Ukraine, came back here as payments to the elite. It was laundered through a bunch of different NGOs, and then it was sent right back here. So most of that money never even reached the place. And when you think about that, you realize everything we've been told about Ukraine was a lie. We knew that anyway because of the BioLab disclosure, because of the disclosure around the relationships with Burisma, the relationships with the rest of the Biden family and all of the oligarchs in Ukraine. All of that proved to us early on that what we were seeing was fiction. But the revelation about the money, taxpayer funds that were appropriated by Congress and then paid back into Congress. Here's the challenge for Pam Bondi, because now this is an existential crisis. The existential crisis is you have to arrest somebody now. You have to arrest sitting senators. You have to arrest retired senators. You have to arrest people that were in office all the way back to 2008 when Obama was in town. And oh, by the way, there's probably a president or two that was laundering money through Ukraine, Obama, Bushes. You have to arrest them. Because when these revelations come out in their full detail, how the money went, how the money came back, who it went to, where it went to, why it went to, I guarantee you the American public is going to demand that these people are arrested. And the cries are already starting to boil over. We're already seeing people on social media. In fact, there was a guy today that was saying, and the video is priceless, he's like, arrest someone already. Those cries are growing more and more and more. And the good thing about DOGE, which people don't realize, is that DOGE is unwinding and putting mechanisms in place to figure out where all the money went, to figure out all the different mechanisms they use to grift the public. Why do you think Republicans are crossing the aisle right now to shut down any kind of disclosure around this? Because they know they're going to prison. Because the American people aren't going to accept anything less. And let me say this again, because this bears repeating. I don't care who you are. I don't care how much money you have. I don't care what your family name is. I don't care what strata you live in. If you committed treason against this country, crimes against humanity, or crimes against children, you go to Gitmo. And you spend the rest of your miserable life, no matter how long that is before the pole shift happens. And when the pole shift happens, we strap you to the ground and we literally stake you into the ground so you die when that happens. That's literally how this needs to go. And they need to die flaming, horrible deaths. In fact, their reign will last days, but their death will last years. That's how these people need to suffer for all the crimes they've committed. And this is tip of the iceberg, right? This Epstein stuff, the Diddy stuff. They're carefully curating out all of the Israel references out of Epstein, even though everyone knows Mossad ran the operation. Everyone knows that AIPAC is an offshoot of the Jewish mob. Everyone knows that AIPAC controls all of Congress. Everyone knows that. So what revelation is going to come out that's going to change our belief system around the Jewish lobby. Because it's coming. I'm telling you, I'll put money on it that it's coming. Do you know why I say that? Because they have moved the needle the farthest towards evil. And their current actions in Gaza have taken the balance in the Middle East so far to the other side that it's going to snap back like a boomerang. And it's going to suck for them. And I hope it does. I hope it really sucks for them. Because you know what else I'm tired of? I'm tired of the victim, the hearing how much of the, you know, how victimized the Jewish people are. I'm sick of that. I'm sick of hearing it. America's sick of hearing it. The world's sick of hearing it. Like Eric Weinstein, one of the things he said that made my blood boil, where I wanted to climb through that screen and strangle him, was we've been so traumatized. We're such a traumatized race of people. No, you're not a race of people. You're a religion. That's not a race. And his other comment, which got under my skin, was, you know, the Jews add a lot of society. We donate to charities. We open up a lot of different avenues for people to be employed, but we do some criminal stuff. You just have to accept that. No, I don't. You know why I don't? Here's a hint. Stop doing criminal shit. Stop being conniving, money-grubbing assholes. And guess what? The rest of the world won't hate you. You don't get to sit there and claim your victimhood and how traumatized you are and tell us to back off when you commit crimes. Sorry. That belief system is starting to form right now. You're seeing it play out in the mainstream media. You're seeing it play out in social media. And here's the funny part about it, right? Think about religion. If our history is completely fabricated, if all of our historical events that we've based our current society on and the religion of the state on are all fiction, how much of religion do you think is fiction? How much of that was curated generations ago so that we would all fall in line? When you start thinking about it from that perspective, the whole thing starts to make a hell of a lot of sense. And you start looking at the situation from the messages that you're getting from the current establishment. And I'll tell you what those messages are. Eric Weinstein was the perfect example of that. Sarah Adams is a perfect example of that. Yeah, we might do some evil shit, but don't blame us. It's in our nature. Yeah. We might get attacked by terrorists. The CIA funded them. We all knew they were funded by the CIA. We all knew they were funded by USA, but don't blame us. Are you starting to see the narratives? It should make your blood boil. Because the same people that have been committing treason, committing acts of violence, committing fraud, and doing criminal activity, the same people saying, go easy on us. No. And then you have to look at how much of our history, how much of the curated religious texts, and I say curated because they've been curated over the years, how much of it has been so changed or copied from a previous religion that was copied from a previous religion that's all fiction now? If our history is fiction, then you have to make the leap and put your belief system aside and look at it objectively and say, maybe this is a lie too. And I'm not saying it is. I'm just saying you have to look at it from that lens and then go reprove everything that's in the Bible that's real. Everything that's in the Quran, you have to prove it's real. Just like the Book of Mormon. You have to go prove it's real now. Because if everything in our history has been a complete fabrication or at least a partial fabrication, we have to go back and look at history and say what's real. And all those old adages, all of those old sayings, all those old belief systems, how many of those are a lie? Let that sink in for a minute. Because part of the belief system that we have that was carefully curated over generations is that numerology, astrology, it's all woo, it's all lie, it's all suspect, it's all witchcraft. And the same thing with some of the other things that we've been taught, Ouija boards, et cetera, right? I don't believe any of that stuff anyway, because I think it's all woo. But the point I'm trying to make is, outside of the Christian world, the rest of the world uses numerology and astrology to figure out their personality types, key events in their life, key dates in their life, and a host of other things for the positive. Well, we've been taught that it's witchcraft. We've been taught that, you know, certain texts are witchcraft. We've been taught the Quran's bad, Book of Mormon's bad. How much of that's true? And when you start looking at all these different historical things that we take for granted, and you realize that things we took for granted about our history are all a lie, you're like, okay, gotta take a second look at that now. But I remember, I literally remember a Christian minister telling me, I think I was 11 at the time, and my parents were having a discussion with him about some Muslim thing, something about the Quran. And he literally looked at my parents and said, the Quran is evil, it's witchcraft. And I was like, okay, that one's sticking with me. And if you look at how watered down Christianity is now, how much they've watered it down since the political correctness movement started, and how it's not fire and brimstone anymore. It's pretty much, yeah, everything is awesome. Believe what you want. It's a different world, right? That's what I'm saying. Our belief system has been shifted so much by false events in history and by false belief systems that were carefully curated, fed to us over generations. And now we're starting to realize that all of those belief systems were all bullshit. They were all planted by the same elite people that were taking advantage of the population. And what we're going to find out is that most of the players that were selling the lie are all pedophiles. They were all on the island. Most of the people that were taking the grift from Ukraine, they were all on the island. It's the same group of malcontents. The Hitler thing cracks me up, because I read Jerome Corsi's book, I mean, way back in like 2018. And I like Dr. Corsi. He's a smart dude. Yeah, he's got his things, but he's a smart dude. And he did the research. And he was right. I mean, he wrote a book about the Clintons that was spot on. Spot on. And that's before Whitney Webb. And he was called a crackpot. He was crazy. He was a conspiracy theorist, all of it. But he put it out there anyway, persevered to change the belief system, because he knew that that story was false. And he knew that everything that we knew about Hitler's demise was a complete fabrication by the British. That should sound familiar. And I guess the best way to say this, so it resonates, is very simply this. You have to question your belief system. Doesn't mean you have to stop believing what you believe in. But it does mean you have to examine all the things that you took for granted. Like, I'm going to go back, you know, once some of the information from the rest of the information for World War II is released and declassified, especially some of the intelligence resources, I'm going to go back and figure out what really happened to Tarawa, Midway, Iwo, I mean, the war in the Pacific was brutal. And we had we not broken the Japanese codes, at least so we're told, we're taught to believe. But how much of that was fiction? How much of World War I was fiction? It's quite amazing how much just the last few revelations have changed the way that I'm looking at history now. And I'm just looking at modern history. I'm not looking at ancient history. And there's guys way smarter than me that know more about ancient history than I do. And those guys should be questioning how much of this is curated, how much of this is bullshit. I mean, look, we may never know. We may never get to the place of clarity to where we know exactly what happened in our past, and our future is going to be, you know, it's going to be wrought with questions that we can't answer. But we need to answer as many as we can. Now, let me get back to the whole Greenland Trump thing to set the stage for the roundtable on Friday. This is not my domain of expertise, right? My domain of expertise is watching the narratives and seeing what messaging they're trying to sell to the public and what themes they want us to buy into. That's really where my expertise lies, that and understanding how they're going to socially engineer us. And it's clear from everything I'm seeing that not only do they, at least this is my opinion, let me just preface it with that. My opinion is that this administration not only knows that something's coming, they're in a fight right now with the City of London and the Royals to choose the best terrain to survive it. That's really what it looks like. Because I thought the Greenland stuff was a troll, I thought the Canada stuff was a troll, but no. When the Europeans started doubling down, talking about Canada joining the European Union and seeing Australia basically subjugated to the US, which it's really been, then I'm starting to see they're hedging their bets. They're getting ready to move part of the population into these areas to not only to survive, but to set up shop and move forward. And I wouldn't be so far, I'm not so far-fetched to think that Trump isn't also working with the Chinese as well as the Russians that know the shit's coming too, because the Russians are making some of the same moves. I don't know if you've been paying attention to what they're doing with the northern fleets and what they're doing in northern Russia, but yeah, he's making plans too. They've got some deep ass holes in Russia. Deep, deep, deep. Deep holes. They go miles down. And they have deep underground complexes throughout the Russian terrain. Now, granted, would I want to live in the Russian rule? Fuck no. Not on my best day. But you could see the moves happening right now. And look, who's to say that's what it is? Maybe there's an alien mothership on the way here, and they're going to take us all to Cleveland and anal probe us and wipe our memories and turn us into drones and plant a chip on our head and make us all subjugated to Bill Gates. Who the fuck knows? I don't know what the event is. But given the fact that we're starting to see more and more things that don't add up to what's going to take place, you know, what. They don't add up to good foreign policy. They don't add up to good domestic policy. They're just weird moves that don't have any real justification. And they're done it's being done very clumsily. I mean, they're just bumbling their way through this. I mean, maybe it's more strategic and targeted than we thought. But it sure looks like they're bumbling their way through this. Yeah, well, take Greenland. Yeah, okay. Well, I'll see your Greenland, and I'll raise you Canada and the North Pole. I see the North Pole, and I raise the North Pole. No, I call. We'll take the North Pole. That's really what it looks like. And I don't know what any of it looks like, but I find it very interesting that the king was supposed to come here and now he's not. His health took a turn for the worse. Uh-huh. It's like the Virginia Guthrie accident story yesterday. You know, they gave her 4 days to live. You have 4 days to live. Your kidneys were beat up by a bus accident. Okay, I got hit pretty hard by a drunk driver, and my kidneys did fail. So I don't know if I believe that story or not. And everybody I talk to is on the fence, right? But my thought process is the same as it was yesterday. Damage already done. She's already done the damage. She's already outed the royal family as pedophiles. I mean, by outing Andrew and seeing it all the way through, you would have thought they would have killed her earlier in like 2013, 2012 when she came out. But yeah, they didn't. And if they offered her a deal to disappear and stop talking, okay. So be it. But we're seeing some weird moves right now. And the damage she did was already done years ago. There's no silencing her and turning things off. You can't unsee the fact that the royal family is a bunch of pedophiles. And, you know, now is a time, and again, I'm going to leverage something Sharita's been saying since the start of this year, is that if you look at the charts, the astrological charts, and you listen to, and she's not the only one saying it, by the way, I've listened to other astrologers, that Vedic astrologer that somebody sent me, they're saying the same things. Now is the time to reflect on what we know and what we don't know and determine to what really the truth is and what really what facts we really know. Now's the time to do that. And we're in a transition point. We're watching the death of Western society. It's happening right in front of us. The fact that there's so many people unemployed. There's so many people on the verge of bankruptcy. Folks, we're in the turning right now. We're past the event horizon. We're into uncharted territory. And really, I don't know how this is going to go. But like I said, every fiber in my being is telling me that humanity is going to come out of this on the right side for the right reasons. Does it mean it's going to not suck going through it? Yeah, it's going to suck. It already does suck, right? I mean, look, if people are losing their houses, losing their livelihoods, they've worked their whole lives for that. And I would hope on the other side of this, here's my hope for humanity. Let's think about this today. My hope for humanity is that we get rid of the banking system. We get rid of the legal system in the sense that we know it now. Because they offer us nothing, just like the political system. The political system offers us nothing. One second. My apologies. The four-legged landscaping crew was, I don't know what they were chewing on, but it sounded like metal. The point I'm trying to make, though, is that people have worked their whole lives to buy a home, to raise a family, to just live life, right? And not be messed with. I would hope on the other side of this, we get rid of the legal system as we know it. We get rid of the government as we know it. We eliminate the legal class, e.g. lawyers, we eliminate politicians, and we eliminate, you know, the influencers / super mega stars. And we realize that we don't need those kind of people to exist and coexist in a peaceful way. We just don't. Because politicians don't build anything. The only thing they create is bullshit. Lawyers don't create anything. The only thing they do is create more drama and more bullshit. And when you look at the legal system as it is, who does it benefit? Once you enter into that system, you never leave it. And it's a vicious cycle. It's a vicious cycle of dysfunction. And it's the same with a host of other institutions in our society that need to go away. And I hope for humanity's sake that we get to the other side of this and we go, okay, that's never coming back. That's never coming back. That's never coming back. That's never coming back. You're banned from doing anything related to politics. You can never seek a position of power. In fact, you're going to be the fucking gardener for the rest of your life. Get out there and pull weeds, bitch. No, I don't care if you were the president of Nairobi. Get your ass out there and pick the weeds. I mean, that's literally what we have to get to. And I hope for our sake we do, because I think what's coming is going to make, and I've said this for almost 5 years now, whatever this looks like on the other side, you can bet that whoever survives is going to be hard as nails. Because you're going to have to be. And we're going to have to stop tolerating bullshit. Like all these fucking freak shows that are, you know, like my favorite is that video that's going around of that troll, that troglodyte. That I'm 58 years old, I'm swearing off men because all men have too much white privilege. Go fuck yourself. Let me know how that works out for you, Snowflake. Like all the other idiots that are out there with the earlobes down to their belly button and the fucking shrapnel in their face that's supposed to be attractive, the tattoos all over their fucking face. Yeah, good luck with that. Let's see how that works out on the other side. Let's see how much people care about your pronouns when you're starving. My God. That's the only saving grace of all this. All those morons will be gone. Just like all the liberals that are giving their kids hormone blockers at 10. Those people need to be lined up and shot too. And it's interesting to watch the decline of society and the fabric of our society starting to fray. I mean, people are just losing their minds over the stupidest things. Like the whole Tesla thing to me is just a joke. This is how retarded liberals are. And I've said this before, but it bears repeating because they really are retarded. And if you're a liberal and you're listening to me, which I doubt, and you're offended, I hope this burns. I want you to burn this into your soul. Because what I'm about to say to you really shows just how much of a virus liberalism is. So predominant people that would buy a Tesla were liberals. They were the virtue signaling, I'm environmentally friendly, I drive a Tesla, I do my whole life around renewables, humma humma. How many years of that nonsense did we have to listen to? And now what are they doing? They're burning their Teslas. They're burning Tesla dealerships. They're burning Teslas in repair shops. You know, other liberals' cars. They're literally waving guns at people driving a Tesla. Chasing people on the freeway. Okay, for all of you crazy whack jobs that are doing that, let me help you, help me, help you. First of all, you're running down another liberal. Second of all, a Tesla costs about $100,000 to buy. So you're not going to just go trade it in because the shit's expensive. And more importantly, you've invested in the infrastructure to be able to recharge the damn thing. And most people have the Tesla charging stations at their house, which are not cheap. What are you going to go burn those up to? This is why you are unrepairable and completely retarded. You're going after the same people you supposedly support. That's how mentally deranged you really are. It's unbelievable just how retarded you really are. And if that offends you, I really don't care. Because the things I've seen just in the last month, because of this, and this is the part that makes it even worse. What Musk is doing is he's cutting out and identifying all of the fraud in the federal government using AI that has identified criminality on a scale we have never seen or been awakened to in our lifetime. No. We want the criminality and the money laundering to stay. Do you see how fucking retarded that is? No, we want the 42 million people that have come into the country, got Social Security numbers, got payments from Social Security, got houses from the federal government that you paid for, and we want them to stay. Please stay, commit more crimes, and, you know, kill all our livestock and kill our dogs and cats and bring your heathenish lifestyle here, because that's really what we want. We don't want a peaceful city. We don't want a peaceful state. We want the grift to continue, the lies to continue, and we're going to burn Teslas in protest. That's how retarded that is. That is utterly the most retarded thing I have ever seen in my life. And the fact that they're like going after each other now shows you just how brainwashed and how effective the lies can be. And it shows you how much reach the mainstream media still has. People actually believe they're going to gut Social Security. Okay, it's going to be hard to do. You know why? Because we're fucking broke. You can't gut something when you don't have any money. If you don't have the money in the first place, how are you going to gut it? I mean, it's like, really? That's what you're upset about? They're going to gut Social Security. My mom said it to me the other day. They're going to gut Social Security. I'm like, Mom, you make less money than people that came here illegally. They're making $5,000 a month. What are you making? Three? Two? And you're worried they're going to gut Social Security? You hear yourself? Here's what I want you to do. I want you to step away from the bong, face the north, lift your right leg, yell Buddha Fuko three times, fart, and then go turn on CNN. My God. They're going to gut Social Security. I mean, it's amazing to me that anybody listens to the mainstream media. I mean, MSDNC is still lying their asses off about everything. The only good thing to watch now is like British reporters that come over. Where are you from? British? I'm from the UK. Go fuck yourself. No one cares what you think. Go lie to your own people. By the way, you live in a communist country. Go fuck yourself. I mean, that's where it's gotten to. What I'm waiting for the meltdown on the press. You know, like the dipshits that sit on the overpasses during a snowstorm in Seattle and tell us it's snowing. I can't wait for somebody to drive by and just pepper the shit out of them with snowballs. Like, boom, boom, boom. Yep, no one wants to hear you. It's going to be way worse than that, but you know where I'm going with it. We're headed in that direction. That's how far we've tilted towards crazy. And what you're really seeing is you're seeing people get more and more unhinged because they're realizing that their belief system has been tipped on its head. And you're going to see Christians do this. You're going to see Muslims do this. You're going to see Jews do this. You're going to see the whole gamut go through this. Because as these revelations come out, people are not going to be able to process that this shit's possible and probable. Their bias is so heavy towards their belief system that they can't possibly think that anything that they believe is wrong. And look at how much that's been galvanized by the propaganda since 2012. People are convinced that Trump is trying to be a king. He's consolidating power. They can't see anything else. Orange man, bad. their bias is so heavy, their belief system is so strong that they can't contemplate that what they believe is wrong. I mean, take that in for a second, folks. Are you that person? Are you the person that can't look at your belief system and go, okay, maybe I was wrong. Maybe that wasn't true. I can tell you that the Q crowd, when I went on Patel Patriots show and said, all that shit briefs well, sounds really convincing, but the enemy gets a vote. And that's just a theory. And theories are usually bullshit. And the hate mail started rolling. And I the guy showed up to my house a couple weeks ago, still talking about devolution. Trump was in charge the whole time. He wasn't in charge of shit. He was at Mar-a-Lago playing golf, plotting his next move. But that's their belief system they're so biased towards their belief system. They can't believe maybe it was bullshit. Just like the whole Q thing. If you read all the Q posts, I read them all for 2017 on. You read them all, you're going to, that's bullshit. Trust Barr. Yeah, trust Barr. Barr is the Bush family ball licker. Why would you trust that piece of shit? Just like that little Keebler elf. What was that first? Sessions. Trust Sessions. Sessions was a career politician, a short little fuck, and he was a lying sack of shit. For how many years was he in Congress? Yeah, he isn't doing shit as the AG. When something's telling you to trust a fucking politician and a swamp creature, you know there's something really wrong about it. There's not a lot of calculus there. But the belief system of people was so strong that they just couldn't. They made it a religion. And now the Q thing is a fucking religion. People are still talking about, well, Q posted 2017, 1746, a timestamp, whatever. Who the fuck cares? You're telling me you're correlating the rest of your life to a fucking timestamp from 2017? What the fuck is wrong with you? Did you just get off the stupid bus and spank every stupid sign while you rolled down the fucking freeway at 75 miles an hour? The fuck is wrong with you? I mean, I've literally had conversations with these people, and my favorite conversation with one of these idiots was, sir, you just weren't trained in the right kind of intelligence or information warfare, so you don't understand all the ins and outs of the Q movement and the Q, whatever the fuck they call themselves. I'm like, dude, really? You are stirring the Kool-Aid with your arm, and it's all the way up to your shoulder. That is some really deep bullshit. And I mean bullshit. But that's what you're facing, right? And that proves my point. If you can't look at your own belief system and question what you believe and then go prove the things you believe, guess what? You're easily manipulated. And they're going to use, they have used that, and trust me, they have used, Trump's done it, the left has done it, the media has done it, they've used the Q movement against themselves. They've literally gone out of their way to use that belief system against them. And it's worked, it's been highly successful. The more that they were questioned, the more they were called out, the more it was disproven, the more ardent their belief system. And my contention to you in this whole show, if you hear me say anything, given the recent revelations that we've seen about our history, you have to question everything that you hold dear, near and dear. You have to question it and go prove that it's real. Because everything that we've thought we knew is false. And it begs a question, if these things are false, what else is false? And folks, this is just the tip of the iceberg. There is literally hundreds of revelations to come that we don't even know about yet. And when they do, and you realize that some of the things that we thought were like, what are you going to do when you find out Martin Luther King was killed by either the FBI or the CIA? You know it. But when you finally see it in black and white, just like you saw Israel was involved in JFK, you saw the CIA was involved in JFK, you saw that they were trying to redact Israel from the report, you saw that the Church Commission was staffed by the same people that did it, and now we find out that there was some kind of weird relationship with LBJ and Jackie Onassis and Jackie Kennedy. I mean, yeah, everything we thought we knew was bullshit. Just like USS Liberty, the revelations that not only did LBJ know about it, he didn't want anybody to go rescue the ship. He wanted them all dead. That's treason. We're seeing revelations of treason for people that we thought were heroes. We were told these guys are heroes. So here's the next one that you have to start looking at. LBJ was in office and took Kennedy out so he could go into Vietnam. How much of Vietnam were we told? And how much of Vietnam we were told is BS? And how much did they really know? Just like the one thing we don't know about yet, which we've scratched the surface of, is all the CIA experiments in the 70s. And here's another question. What is DARPA working on? What has DARPA been working on? Who is DARPA using their inventions on? All that's got to come out too. And Kash Patel was right about one thing. You know, he said to me before we did our show, I asked about declassification. He goes, we need to declassify absolutely everything. And I mean everything. So they can't hide behind compartmentalization anymore. And I'm like, absolutely we do. Because there was shit that I worked on that was classified. I'm like, why is this fucking classified? This is stupid. Everybody knows about this shit. But still, TS, SCI. And you know why? It was TS, SCI because it was a fucking grift and they didn't want the public to know about it. So we will see what comes out of this. But the fact that there's been some declassification and the fact that Argentina declassified the Hitler stuff, I said for a very, very long time, there's going to be revelations and disclosure around the child trafficking. And it's already starting to come out, right? But what they're trying to curate out of it is who is the belly buttons behind it. That's going to come out eventually. And that is why declassification is important, because you declassify that and you figure out who the CIA and the intelligence community was really fucking working for. Then you're going to have a different view of the intelligence community. And then you're going to want the CIA, the FBI, NSA, and all the rest of them to go away. Because then you're going to realize that they were not there for the American people. They were there to service the elite and to do their bidding and to set up scenarios so that they could draw us into situations where Americans would go overseas and fight. And when you get to that and figure out who the belly buttons are behind all of that, then you're going to want them all to go away. That's why they want to keep it classified. So you never get to the belly button that pushes all this into motion. And those are the people that we need to bring to light, because all of them need to be held accountable for crimes against humanity, racketeering, et cetera. And go down the list. And I bet you that when it does come out, because it will come out, I guarantee you that it will change humanity in ways we never thought possible. And we're not the only ones doing this shit. The Chinese are doing this shit. The Israelis are doing this shit. The British are always doing this shit. The Russians are doing this shit. If there's a government, you can bet your ass there's some evil fuck sitting in some evil fucking office doing evil shit to their own people. And those are the motherfuckers we need to dig out and fucking hold accountable. Those evil fucks. Because this government has been actively recruiting sociopaths and psychopaths for all of these different agencies for over a generation. And that shit needs to stop. And all those motherfuckers, especially at the CIA, which, by the way, I have a psychotic fucking hatred of, all of those fucking people that committed crimes against the US, you get doxxed, you get tried and you get fucking dumped into prison at Gitmo and you toss salad the rest of your fucking life, you treasonous fuck. That's what needs to happen on the other end of that. As soon as all that's those disclosures around what the CIA has been working on, and trust me when I say this, if you work around these guys long enough, you will have this level of animus. Because, and I know guys that hate the CIA that worked in the CIA more than I do. And I despise the CIA, despise them. You know why? This is the interaction with the CIA. Every fucking time, without exception, 20 years of dealing with these assholes, this is what they did every single time I worked with them. I have a room full of people. And it would be a serious subject. Hey, the Russians have broken into these systems. And we need to collect on them. And then we need to re-architect it and get them out. And CIA, are you seeing any activity? No. No what? No, we're not seeing anything. No, you can't tell me. No, it's above my classification level. No, you're not doing anything in that sector. Just no. Well, I watch general officers say exactly what I'm about to say. No what? What does no mean? It just means no. No, no. And I'm, you know, I'm watching a 3-star to 4-star at this point. And it's a Paycom. You know, I'm in the room and I just got through briefing the entire room, a room full of 4-stars and senior civilians. And I was a fucking major at the time. Hey, this is real world. They're in our networks in the middle of our exercise and they're taking our fucking shit. What are we going to do about it? And oh, by the way, they're not just in our networks. They're in civilian networks and they're in other government networks here. CIA, what are you seeing? No. What does no mean? It means no. No, 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 you don't understand. I'm not asking you. I'm telling you to tell me what the fuck does no mean? It means no. No what? And this went back and forth like this until, you know, this GO is red-faced. And everybody in the room despised that son of a bitch at that moment. Because you know that that motherfucker was sitting there on a mountain of intelligence that was not classified, wouldn't have given up sources, wouldn't have given up any of their people in the field, wouldn't have compromised their network positions, but no, he can't share it because he's the fucking CIA. That's why those fuckers have to go away. That arrogant, hedonist, condescending fucking attitude. They're all fucking douchebags, all of them. So when I see Sarah Adams predictively programming the rest of us and saying, don't blame us because we've been trying to tell you while we were funding them. Yeah, you can just take in right now the level of hate and discontent that I have for that whole organization. That shit needs to stop. Full stop. And I don't mean we just let a few of them go. We disband the whole organization. The CIA, the FBI, NSA, NRO, and all the other clandestine shit that the American public don't know about, that's screwing over our, not only our foreign policy, but our domestic policy and infringing on our rights, they all go. All of them. And then every single person that worked in that organization, they go through an extensive and exhaustive forensic audit to find out exactly what they did to the American people. And if there's one hint of impropriety, they go to prison. Full stop. No trial. No fucking courtroom. You go to prison. You got to sit there and obfuscate your shit from us. Guess what? We strip you of your rights. We put you in a cell and you go get to think for the rest of your life exactly what you did to the American people. And the reality is most of them are psychopaths anyway. So they need to be in prison anyway. And maybe that's an overgeneralization, but I don't give a fuck. I cannot stand the CIA at all. And everything I've seen since the JFK disclosure bears that out. Exactly why I hated them was confirmed. And if you're CIA and listening to me, I only have one thing to say. Fuck you! You're a bunch of corrupt, moralist, soulless, evil fucking people. You're bad fucking people. All of you. I don't care who you are. Okay, I got that out of my system. But that's the level of animus that we have seen. And you haven't seen any of that. It's still behind the cloak and obfuscation of classification. That's why it's so important that we get this shit brought to the light so that this can never fucking happen again, ever. And when you find out the level of depravity and the shit that these people were doing, I mean, just the opium, just the heroin that they spread throughout Southeast Asia while we were in Vietnam to U.S. troops should condemn everyone in the CIA at that time. The fact that they were working with the cartels here to traffic humans, to move drugs, to move fentanyl into the United States, to fund their black operations. That's tip of the iceberg. That's how corrupt these people are. And that's why all of them need to be held to account. And I mean, when I say deep forensic audit, I mean deep forensic audit. We climb in your ass with a microscope and we look at everything you did your whole fucking career. Because somewhere in there, I don't care if you're an analyst, I don't care if you're a director, I don't care if you're an operator. Somewhere in your career for the CIA, you committed treason against the American public, or you looked the other way. And here's the real mind bender. When you find out bin Laden was on the CIA payroll, or he didn't even exist, he was a figment of your imagination, that was propagated and socially engineered in the public? How do you think you're going to respond to that? How do you think you're going to respond when you find out that the one guy that we blamed for the worst terrorist attack in our country was on the payroll? And here's a real mind bender. What are you going to do? And how are you going to react? And how is your belief system going to be shaped when you find out that Adolf Hitler not only was alive, but everybody in the apparatus, all the way up to the president, knew where he was for 50 years. And everybody in the chain, all the way up to the president, including Eisenhower, a hero, knew he was alive. What are you going to do with that information? Because at the end of the day, if that's true, and everybody knew, especially the fucking CIA, how are you going to react to that? Because supposedly he's the biggest mass murderer, well, second or third after Stalin and Pol Pot and a few others. I mean, there's competition now because it seems to be a thing. But you get my point, right? What are you going to do when you figure out that all of these things were known to everybody in the food chain and that we were lied to and sold a bill of goods on our history to fit a narrative and to fit the state religion to justify the other evil shit they were doing? How are you going to react to that? How are you going to change your belief system? How are you going to look at the world? Take that in for a second. Because all of these things are relevant. All of these things matter. And most importantly, if you can't trust that what you've been told about history is real, I guarantee you, you're going to see a lot of people with no rudder in the water anymore. And as far as I'm concerned, rip the Band-Aid off, declassify everything, flood them, flood the entire system with it, and let everybody see exactly what these people have been doing. And then you won't give a shit if Tom Hanks is a pedophile. You won't care if Diddy was abusing children, you know, in Haiti. You won't care about any of that because you're just going to want them all gone. And it won't matter why. If they were affiliated with it, they're gone. That's why I say when we get through whatever it is that's in front of us, whether it's disclosure, whether it's something else, whether it's an event, doesn't matter. Our history is changing right now. And it's changing in ways that none of us anticipated. And it's happening in a way that none of us anticipated. So if you've heard me in the last week, hear this. Examine your belief system. Prove the things you believe. Prove that they're real. And question everything now. And I mean everything. Because I'm looking at this and connecting the dots. And I'm not doing the Whitney Webb deep dive, right? I'm looking at this from, well, if this is possible, then this is probable. And the Hitler revelation, why that's so important, is the fact that this guy was the antithesis of everything that we hold dear. He was anti everything American values. He was everything that they sold us was wrong with the planet in the 40s. And he was known and supposedly wanted by every government on the planet. The Israelis supposedly went down to Argentina and rolled up a bunch of former Nazis, only to find out that the head Nazi that they should have tried, the head Nazi they should have held accountable, was known to be there and nobody rolled him up. That means the British interdicted the Israelis from doing that. That means MI6 knew the guy was alive, let him do his thing down there, and probably means they were working with other Nazis in Argentina, and they were working with other Nazis across the planet, and they were working with Nazi financiers, and they were conducting operations and support the guy to keep him hidden. When you start looking at all the aspects and the logistics around keeping that guy alive, because it's not just, hey, he's alive, we know he's there. You have to make sure the secret stays completely hidden. It's like all the child trafficking and the blackmail ops. You have to do a lot of logistics to keep the secret. Because you whack a lot of people. And really where I'm going with this is, who knew and who protected him? It wasn't the Germans. It had to be MI6. And when you start looking at it and you start really doing the deep dive, you start looking at all the different things that have to go into that, all the logistics, I'm telling you, it's going to change the way you look at the world. And right now I'm looking at the world going, what the fuck? So if you hear anything, and we'll talk about the pole shift on Friday night on the round table. We're going to kick off at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern. Right now, there's going to be three of us. Ben Davidson's not going to be on the show because he's working on his documentary. So he's not going to be doing shows for a while. But he was very gracious, by the way. He's a really good guy. He's a very good guy. So I'll be back Friday, and we'll talk pole shift. But until then, look at everything suspect, prove what you can prove, and go back through what you believe about history and start doing the deep dive. Those events that you look at your life and you've even spent part of your life, study, go back and take a second look. Guarantee you're going to see something different. If you like what I'm doing, hit the follow button. Somebody asked me about t-shirts. T-shirts, the link for the t-shirts always in the description. And I've been posting on and off to Substack, trying to do a post a week to Substack, trying to do at least one audio a week to Substack, trying to post more to Telegram. I'm trying to do more written than doing voice. But anyway, We'll be back Friday. And Chris from Combat Studies is going to be on the show. And Colonel Johnson is going to be on the show. Not sure who else will be on yet, but yeah, it should be a good show. Looking forward to it. Until then, folks, keep your head on a swivel. Question everything. God bless. One team, one fight.